Welcome to Juice Podcast. I'm Emily Harmon. I'm Gwen Douglas. And today we're doing a food and wine pairing. And we're doing what do we eat? What do we drink with our burger? And Gwen's come.
Gwen's with a blouse. I have a burger blouse.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? It actually looks a bit like a Big Mac or something, because that lettuce is very green.
Very green. From Japan, I don't know.
Only you would show up with a burger top on.
I was like getting ready this morning, I thought, I know what I can wear. I definitely have a burger blouse I haven't worn in a few years somewhere. That's why you don't throw
Where were you wearing it last? Like, what occasion did you wear that?
Yeah,
okay.
To work, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Yeah. That's one of the perks of being a tattooer, that you can just rock up in anything.
I feel like you could wear this to work.
It'd be a bit funny. Weird if I wore it to work.
But I think if you wore some nice...
Maybe dress. How you've done it, yeah, but still it would be a little bit...
Dress it up a bit. Some heels. I'm wearing grandpa slippers right now.
A burger top, some high-waisted skirt, some yeah. heels. Nobody would know.
Quite funny, some red lipstick. It's a little, yeah.
McDonald's, Burger King. If you want some information and some creative input on your uniforms, yeah. Speak to Gwen.
I'm here for you.
So, pal, we... Yeah,
weirdly kind of...
We're on the same page, actually.
Yeah. I brought one wild card.
Yeah. I think we should start with the wild card.
I think so, too.
So I bought a bottle. Gwen bought two bottles. And I bought a bottle with the same grape variety, even though I knew that she was bringing it. I didn't think, but...
Pinot Noir is a good match, I think, for burgers.
I agree.
So we both came with a Pinot, and then I bought this random Lambrusco at a wine shop I don't visit very often. But
yeah, and we've organized some burgers from Burgermeister.
Emily cycled over there.
I cycled over there and I queued, and they've just arrived.
I've never had one.
It's not an advert for Burgermeister.
I know, but I'm excited because I've never had one before. And I have a giant cheeseburger tattooed on me.
Yeah, this looks good. Yeah, there's some jalapenos in there. It does actually smell, I got really in there. It does smell really good.
Is it a brioche bun or is it a
I think it
bun?
Is a brioche bun.
It's my only complaint.
Yeah, like I'm not into brioche, but I was talked into this.
Oh, no.
And everybody says it's the best burger in Berlin, so we'll comment on that.
We're going to see, because I am a big fan of Tommy's burger.
I like Tommy's too.
Because it's just plain, simple, but classic.
The bun, and the bun's soft.
Yeah, just that soft, squidgy white bread, and they have milkshakes.
I like the milkshakes too.
I like a good vanilla. I like that you like strawberry though. Everyone's always on the chocolate shake train. I like when people like that.
My favourite actually is banana, but I know don't have banana. So I go banana, strawberry, and then I go chocolate. Vanilla's my last.
If you have really good vanilla ice cream, there's nothing more
sometimes
amazing.
Sometimes it gets a bit too hipster. Like I had the malted vanilla one at Shake Shack, and I was like,
No, you gotta do malted chocolate. If you're gonna malt anything, you malt some chocolate. I worked at a diner in my late teens, so I made a lot of milkshakes, and my favorite at the diner was you make a chocolate shake with cut bananas and a spoonful of peanut butter.
That sounds really good, even without the peanut butter, but I can
It's chocolate banana, it's delicious, yeah. I like a banana.
Yeah. And fresh banana.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm down with that. So, should we start?
Yeah, we're going to
sandwich
into
mine
this...
in the middle and then you start with whichever
sure.
one you
we
want
crack
to start
into
with.
This Lambrusco because I
okay.
think.
Okay. So, what's the name of the producer?
The producer is, in my notes, it's, I don't know. I know that the people that make it are Matteo and
Giulio. So, it's Cantina
Quinello.
Quinello.
Estate.
Lambrusco Grasparossa. And it's Vino Frizzante Secco, so dry,
it's a dry
sparkling.
Style.
And the appellation is Colli di Scandiano e di Canossa.
See, I don't know why I googled anything. She read the label and got more info.
It looks like it's from Emilia Romagna.
Yeah, it is. That's definitely true.
The home of Lambrusco.
Yes. So they had two. I went to this little wine shop. It's called Le Cave Vine on Maybachufer here in Berlin. They have quite a odd selection. Lots of things in there. They have lots of food. I don't go in there often enough. I would like to take Emily next time. But for now, happy for a twist off. Oh, no. Oh, that was close. I'll just do a little bit because I don't want to commit to a big glass of this yet.
You're nervous about it. So we've
I
got
am because
so Lambrusco. I mean, Lambrusco gets a bad rap. We've talked about Lambrusco before. And I think, for me, I personally love Lambrusco. But it really depends on, like, it's the same as Zect. You need high-quality Lambrusco, because most of the stuff that you find is not great.
I'm a bit afraid.
But it has started to change over the last few years. Like, I think a lot of people associate Lambrusco with sweet...
Right. They did have a sweet...
Rubbish red
version,
wine.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of dry, delicious Lambrusco. Yeah. I know we tried a Lambrusco as well.
Yeah.
Or an alternative to Lambrusco when we did our pizza episode.
Yes, we did.
It's funny, you're thinking the same train.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm curious about this one.
I mean, it's quite pleasant on the nose, isn't it?
It has like a bread quality and a little...
Agreed, but almost like a cherry yogurt.
Cherry, I was going to say it like a cherry Danish.
Cherry, black cherry petit filou.
Wow. It's been a while.
So it's really...
She's ready for that burger. All right, so it doesn't smell terrible, that's good. Well, the bubble is fine. I mean, fine, like it's small.
This is pretty easy drinking.
Yeah, actually it's quite easy.
It's fruity. I mean, are we going to...
Yeah, let's
should
have
we?
My God, eating on camera.
What's in your burgers? I know, I'm dreading this.
I got a cheese and bacon with mushroom. So ordinarily I wouldn't do bacon on a burger, only because I find sometimes bacon overpowers
the patty.
Everything else, yeah.
So you know that they do
a big cheese.
So they do a double patty, double cheese, but in one bun, and I was like, oh, should I do it? Because I've heard it's really good, but I didn't. But that bacon's looking pretty good.
It looks really good. I wish I could take a picture of it right now. I'm just going to hold it up because it looks pretty yummy. All right. Oh.
Sorry for everybody on the audio.
It's because I saw the pickle and I got excited.
And actually, as far as brioche buns go, that's pretty good. It's almost like half brioche.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not so greasy and brioche-y.
Oh, I actually almost prefer it to Tommy's because it's slightly less sloppy. Mm. This is going to be a difficult decision.
I don't know.
So quite pleasant with that actually, because
yeah,
that wine's quite fresh. I think if it had been a sweet style of
a little bit too much.
Yeah, but this would be my I think this is the smashable option. I reckon you could pound down that.
So this wine was also €7.50, which I think is a pretty good deal. I mean, we're having fast food, but good quality fast food.
Yeah, that's quite Moorish. Yeah. I like that, and I actually think that little bit of bubble makes the red wine feel so much lighter with the cheese and everything.
It's the Coca-Cola of wine.
I mean, I don't want to be too pretentious about pairing a wine with a burger.
No!
But let's be real.
You want to be able to eat and drink both things easily.
Mm.
Mm. Oh, it's good. I'm happy with that. I would do this again.
I approve. I would do this again. If you want to do it again, we'll do it again.
I also think, to be honest...
Should we go out for another drink? Yeah. Someone says to her on a date, I would approve. We could do this again.
But I think
right,
also for $7.50, it's a pretty... That's a good...
No, this
that's
is
a bargain.
Good bargain buy. I definitely agree.
So I think if you're going to do fast food and it's like kind of fun,
just,
I think the average person isn't drinking a lot of fizzy red
just
wine.
Just look for a dry...
Yes.
A dry Prosecco. Freudian slip. Look for a dry Lambrusco.
Because when I was buying it, they did have the sweet version also. This producer does make a variety of, different Lambruscos.
This will be the burp episode.
Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, I'm next to that. Look, it's not, that's not a contemplative pairing at all, is it?
No, that's easy.
Yeah, like if you want to...
Just go for it.
What's the alcohol percentage on that?
It's 11%. It's pretty good.
Breakfast burger and wine.
Oh, put an egg on it.
Put an egg on it. Yeah, Beyonce got her lyrics wrong. She said put a ring on it, but what she meant was put an egg on it.
Make it brunch. Put an egg on it. I mean, you can basically turn all fast food into breakfast.
I'm trying to think of how you can.
If someone wants to come up with a single ladies remix.
Yeah.
Like a
wine burger, put an egg on it. It's not quite as
put an egg on it.
Yeah, I don't know. But what's the bit before? That's the bit.
If you, obviously we're not listening to the lyrics.
If you want it in the morning, put an egg on it. If you want it in the morning, put an egg on it. Lambrusco.
Lambrusco.
Oh my God,
Emily.
I'm wasted talent.
Emilio Romano. Contact Emily for all your jingly needs.
Yeah.
If you want it in the morning, put it in. I love it. Lambrusco.
Lambrusco. That wasn't, wow. That was actually not planned either.
That was amazing.
God, there
was
no of this wasted here. Career. Could have been a millionaire.
I mean, you still could
Beyonce
be.
Beyonce's going to be devastated when she hears what the lyrics Lambrusco should have been.
Breakfast brunch yes. remix. Breakfast burger Lambrusco remix of Single Ladies. If someone wants to like do this with us, we're here for you. Mm. So this was an easy pairing.
Sorry, Mum and Dad.
Get your Lambrusco on for your burgers.
Yeah.
Actually, it was quite good with the bacon. Bacon is good.
And now it's like, you know, when we were trying to pronounce... So we did an episode on Zek, and we had a Zek from a producer called Ukonomira Repulse. And we could not...
I cannot look at that we producer could not, without we thinking
could,
of...
I know, but we... And it worked. We could not pronounce it. Yeah, we made a song out of it, and now we can perfectly...
Ukonomira.
And that was Lucas teaching us, but, like, now I'm like, I'm never going to not be able to pronounce that. So I think, you know, I think... There's a method learning to our madness. Music. And, you know, for anybody that struggles to ever pronounce Lambrusco, I mean...
If you want it in the morning, put a thing on it.
Lambrusco. Oh, I know, okay. But it's funny. It's really it's like a, yeah.
It makes me think of that time I woke up with the song The Gambler in my head, but my brain in my sleep had made it into The Scrambler. And it was like...
I don't know that song.
You know the song The Gambler? What was it? It's like, you know... Oh man.
If you like,
I've got Lambrusco stuck in my head. No, it's like, you gotta know when. That's normally, it's like, you gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
But no, I've never played this.
What?
I've never played this game. I've never heard this song.
It was more like, you gotta know when to fold them, know when to fry them, know when to break the yolk and walk away. You never fry your bacon. And the pants are in the bedroom.
I mean, also burger related.
I mean, I woke up with the song The Gambler, but The Scrambler in my head.
Well, because the eggs.
Yeah, the eggs.
I
was ready for
the eggs. The tangent's not like, you're not off on a tangent.
No, we're here for the eggs and the songs. All right. Okay. So that was a winner. $7.50 winner.
Bargain winner. That's a just drink, don't think option.
Love it. Easy.
I'm going to roll tonight with this. I mean,
I like that's the crown material. Cap. Yeah. I think you've peaked now. It's all downhill from here.
It probably is, actually. So, next wine. I didn't realise the vintage.
Sorry.
If you need to use the clapper, just please go ahead.
If you need to use that anyway.
Clap, clap, clap. Anyway, so we've got Vasenhaus Barden Nouveau 2017. So, this wine... comes from the region of Barden, which is
strawberry jam colour.
I know. So it comes from an area in Germany, the region of Barden in Germany, which is very, very famous for Pinot Noir, Spätburgunder. And Vasenhaus, I mean, we've talked about it before, but one of my favourite producers for red wine in the country.
We did talk about it, but it perchance could be in a lost episode.
Yeah, we did do an episode on this already, but there was too many bottles drunk, so we weren't able to
publish it, unfortunately.
So, natural producer, so unfined, unfiltered, that's why it's pretty murky, and no sulfur at all as well, so fully natural, no chemicals in the vineyard. They're a tiny producer, I think it's about 2.5 hectares, it might have gone up since, and when I discovered these wines a couple of years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, it's the excitement annoying. Of all these amazing lyrics being created right in front of us. But,
I'm just gonna wash that cough down with a bit of bacon.
I mean, a whole piece of bacon. I was like, that's gonna be quiet for a very long time. For those who are on audio, Gwen just
inhaled. I thought I could just nibble that, but. It was too soft for nibbling.
Yeah, it's a shame that nobody is watching you. And but everybody is watching you. So when I discovered the Vasenhaus wines, I fell in love with them immediately because I found there was a lovely purity of fruit, this lovely texture to the wines. And often I struggled a bit with Spätburgunder from Germany from, not always, but from some producers. The acid was very hard and quite firm. And sometimes, you're okay.
No. But yes.
Okay. And sometimes the wood would also be a little bit too heavy as well. So I just found that there was this firmness to the wines. Mm. Whereas what's lovely about the ones that Varsenhaus make is that there is there's texture and there's bright fruit and there's elegance and there's just drinkability. So this particular wine, Bar de Nouveau, obviously a play on Beaujolais Nouveau.
Right.
So it's their sort of more fun, juicy style, if you like.
Right.
And I just love it. And obviously, I've had this bottle. I didn't even realise it was 2017. I thought it was 18 when I pulled it off my rack. And I was like, oh, this has been around for a while. So last time we drank this was when we drank all of that wine and we couldn't go ahead with the episode.
All of the wine. Yeah, it was one of the first episodes we recorded.
So usually this cuvée is very, very fruitful, but obviously it's had a few years in bottle now, so right. it's starting to take on those sort of beetrooty, slightly earthy notes, but I still think it's absolutely delicious.
How about the beetroot burger?
For the veggies.
It totally has the colour of, like, wild strawberry jam.
Mmm. But isn't, I mean, for me, my God, it's just pure pleasure.
I
love that bright fruit, like, that's going into this earthiness. Like, it's so... There's intensity and there's flavour.
There's definitely... This is definitely much more complex than the last Coca-Cola of wines.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely more happening all around.
12% alcohol, so it's not heavy. Gonna go in for the old Burgerama.
I'm glad I'm coughing so much.
I'm loving this burger. By the way, I have a chili cheeseburger. So something like this has got lots of fruit to it. It's really good with the spice. I mean, it's great, actually, because the wine still stands... Like, the wine stands up to the burger that you can taste a bit after. Maybe compared to the Lambrusco, you kind of lose the Lambrusco a bit. But I think that Lambrusco is more like filling a necessity.
That's what I said, it's like Coca-Cola. Like, you could just smash it.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about it. It's not something you're, like, actively, like, yum. It's, like, easy drinking. I think this definitely maybe gives you a bit more pause after a bite.
Yeah, and it's for me, this is so satisfying because it's a delicious wine and it's a delicious burger. And look, okay, we can say burgers are a junk food.
But actually, if they're made well,
yeah,
they don't have
to
be.
I mean, it's like the pizza thing, isn't it? It's like actually
it's bread,
a good
meat,
burger.
Vegetables. So if you've got like, I think the important thing is good quality meat. So as long as you're either having a good veggie patty or a good meat patty that's not like a frozen, horrible styrofoam bit in the middle and good bread.
You know, I met somebody recently that said that they didn't like burgers and it was an alarm bell. It actually really worried me a bit, but she ate meatballs and fricadellas, which are like basically like a meatball patty that you eat in bread here in Berlin.
Right.
Apparently totally different to a burger patty.
What? So it's because it's round.
Yeah, like, and
around.
Well, I don't know. It was such an odd conversation, and I'd quite like to know if everybody feels the same way because I don't understand why.
Because
you wouldn't like a burger. Like a burger's so delicious.
I mean, it's just a sandwich.
But it's a really good sandwich.
It's like a classic sandwich. I love a sandwich. Maybe Brits just like things in bread.
She
more.
Wasn't. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay,
we love a sandwich.
Yeah, she was.
They
love bread. I mean, come on.
Yeah, like, they love
bread. This is like hot dog centric here, isn't it? Everywhere you go, it doesn't matter. There's a flea market, someone's selling antiques. Get
a
sausage and bread. There's a kids' fair. Get a
sausage and
bread. I do feel
like the sausage and bread is more about the, like...
Have a sausage and bread.
Yeah. Maybe that's just convenience. Maybe it's not about the... I mean, because some of them aren't that great, those sausages and bread.
Currywurst, sausage and bread.
There's a lot of beaks and assholes going on in those sausages. They're delicious, but...
A lot of what?
Beaks and assholes.
Beaks?
Just, you know...
Why would there be a beak in there?
I mean, it's a turn of phrase. Just all the odds and ends, you know?
All those chicken sausages.
That's beaks and buttholes.
The butthole thing I get, but I mean, because it's anyway out of an intestine most of the time, isn't it?
Totally.
Do you know what's interesting? So, I know, and your partner Lucas also knows, some pork farmers in Denmark.
Yes.
So they can't fill the sausages in their own intestines from the pigs. The intestines all have to get sent off basically to China because you have to have a special license
really?
To wash the intestines properly. So most pork farmers have to send off the intestines to someone else and then they buy intestines. Well,
that's interesting.
Or it's also really messed up because you don't know if the intestines are from, like, well looked after pigs either.
You're right.
So actually,
business opportunity for someone who wants to wash intestines in Europe.
From organic farmers. Yeah, sell totally. Them to them.
So if someone wants to wash some organic intestines, bizarre.
I mean, there's going to be a massive line for that.
Oh, I believe it. I'm excited to go visit. We're going in June, I think. Midsummers.
They're good people.
They I'm very really excited. Lucas loves them very much. We're going to down the hatch this bit. I was thinking, I thought of another story, but now it's gone because I feel like I'm high on burgers right now.
All right, what have
We're
you
not
got?
High enough.
Oh my god. Challenge accepted.
So, I brought this Pinot Noir that I have never tried before. Very excited. Okay. We did have a conversation at the wine shop. And I really had my heart set on Pinot. Because the other thing I was sort of thinking was maybe also Chenin Blanc, but I did it for... I bought it for fried chicken.
I was going to say, we had a chicken burger.
Didn't want to do it, yeah. And I really thought for a meat burger, especially if I was going to have bacon and cheese, oh, there's just something like... And I have mushrooms on my burger too. There's just something really nice about it.
I agree.
The lightness of Pinot Noir
it's
and
nice
the
It's nice that you consider the mushrooms when you judge your wine as well.
Well, I mean, I just like a mushroom.
Yeah.
And when you were like, oh, I have a burger with mushrooms, I was like, that's the one I want. Paired with our Pinot.
So we've got Schems Pinot Noir.
Right, from the Rheinhessen.
And what vintage is it?
It is 2013.
This is going to be interesting.
I know, I'm a bit, yeah.
So excited, actually, apprehensive?
All of the above. Because actually she tried to sell me on the Korab sparkling and I was like,
which
yeah,
one?
But no, the one was with the Gewürztraminer in it.
Oh.
And I was
she
like,
just saw you coming, didn't she?
And I was like, obviously
not even listening
that
anymore.
Would be
they're like, we'll just give her Gewürztraminer. We know what she likes.
I said, yeah, yeah. And she was like, no, it'd be really great. I was like, no, I'm.
Do you know
I
what would have been amazing? Was the uncut Cilla from Korab. That would be it.
Oh, the yes.
The hook.
But it's one of these things, like, now that we've done some, like, some of these things I would totally revisit with different episodes, but it's like, yeah, obviously this Korab sparkling would be delicious with a burger, but I need something else.
It was the On Leaves, wasn't it?
No, it was the On Leaves.
Yeah, it's very good, that one.
It's very good. But she was also pushing for white, and for some reason, even though I'm much
Did you say it was for a burger?
I did. I know, she was pushing for white. But I kind of think, I'm actually generally more of a white wine drinker. I think I just drink more white wine than red. I mean, champagne would also be amazing.
It would, yeah.
I mean, champagne you pair with...
I didn't choose champagne because we had it with the fried chicken.
I know. I almost did it, so I was like, rosé? I definitely had a rosé in my hand.
Yeah, we champagne. Should have done a Pinot Noir rosé.
I wanted to... I almost bought a Pinot Meunier sect also. I was like, oh, no, do I...
That would have been cooler, actually.
Sorry, guys. We'll do hot dogs. We'll do meatballs and buns.
We will. We'll be doing
Bouletten.
Yeah, kebab's coming up too. Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited for kebab.
Me too.
Oh, I poured myself first. Look at me. Greedy little bitch. What a slut. Back to the Molotogo episode. For Mugao. Oh, so. A very different colour to your...
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's got much more of a ruby colour to it. And it, actually, more fruit in a way.
Yeah.
And I think wood as well. There's a little bit of this oaky toastiness.
Definitely has more of a like caramel than like it does have this sort of like sweetness.
I think the sweetness is this kind of wood spice that's going on in the background there. The fruit profile is very different. This is more like cherry jam. That's got a little bit more sweet and savoury going on.
I think this and bacon is good.
Yeah. I mean,
sweet and savoury.
Yeah, get in there again.
It's like, it's a bit nerve-wracking eating on camera, because you always think, like, oh my god, is she going to take a picture of me? I'm terrified. She can take a picture of me just eating this little nugget of...
I love that you winked when you did that.
I can't control the wink.
Can control the wink.
I've no control, it just happens. I just, like, squeeze my face and out pops a wink. I have no idea.
This is really good. This is a very good burger. It's like perfectly placed in there. Everything. It
so
looks
it's not
like
too greasy. I'm actually quite impressed.
No, I know. And brioche, you can really mess
Normally
up brioche.
Normally it's like dripping everywhere. Yeah. No, it's really actually very nice. Mm. Those jalapenos they put in there. Mm.
What did you just say?
Jalapenos. like calling them jalapenos. Because it's funny. Because it makes people really uncomfortable.
I mean,
you go somewhere, you
call them. I think people are uncomfortable because they don't know what you've just said.
My favorite thing is to say things like that and then be corrected by people, and you're like, you just ignore them. It makes people really upset.
I mean, it's like, a little bit sociopathic,
I think you mean jalapeno, and you're like, yeah, yeah, jalapenos. Yeah, I love those. People are very confused. I love it.
Like, okay, so yes, I'll have some of that peanut noir.
I mean, you know, I love a bit of Cabernet Franc.
So that's true. That's
not, true. I'm not beneath saying peanut noir.
This is really nice, though.
It's really delicious.
Yeah.
And I'm actually very happy because I was a bit apprehensive. I hate to say that I do sometimes have the fear of the German Pinots.
It's heavy on the wood. Look, yeah. Don't get me wrong, it's heavy on the wood. But if you had a burger where it's a bit smoked...
But I also think there's enough fruit that it's, like, fine. Not so...
Yeah, I think now it's that it's 2013,
it's, cool.
It's fine. Yeah. But, you know, maybe if we'd had this wine a few years ago, that wood would be more prominent.
Because actually where this is quite nice.
Balance,
it's quite light and easy and...
I wouldn't say... Easy.
Really? I actually find this one easier than yours.
Do you? Because it's maybe a bit more...
It's just like...
Because the tannins are a bit more supple?
Maybe. Maybe. Okay, yeah. I mean, I liked all of them in a totally different way. I definitely think yours would be more of the talking point. Like the one that you probably think more when you're drinking. I think this one you would forget while you're drinking it. You're just like... You could just drink it.
It's less memorable, the wine itself, right. Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's well made.
Totally.
It's correct. It's nicely made.
It just but doesn't this have is that a bit more
and we look for like sort of individual yeah. quirky stuff. So I agree with that. But I do think you're right. I think it is well made. Yeah.
And I think it fits perfectly, especially with like a burger that's got a bit of char on it, that's really made on a grill. I think the oakiness, because I don't find it too oaked at all. And I'm usually quite sensitive to...
No, but you can see that the wood is there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally.
And I personally love both these two options because the sweetness of fruit in them.
Right.
And actually the sweetness of the oak, because I've got chili in mine.
Right.
Jalapeno. Jalapeno. So twisted. Because I've got that in mine, I quite like that little sweet touch.
Yeah, I think you'd have to. I think with something with chili in it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if it's too dry, even if you're going to go like really hot on something, the... Frizzante is perfect for this because it's totally sweet enough that you could slam tons of hot sauce on a burger.
What, the frizzante? No, I think that's drier than this Pinot.
Yeah, but I think in my mouth it's like, it tastes, you know, this definitely has more sugar in it, but I think this one's easier. It's just lighter all around. And with no oak and whatever, I think you could probably, for me it's really like Coca-Cola.
I don't know if that's
maybe
a good thing.
Maybe I'm just hungry and thirsty because it's been a long
Should
day.
We try that little Lambrusco again?
Yeah. Should I just neck this? I mean, I'm in this deep already.
I mean, you didn't even give me time to really react to that,
no,
did you?
I already made the decision. I will stay patient zero.
It's because you live in a dark room, basically, all day to get outside in the sun.
It still feels sweeter in my mouth. Especially because I just took that sip of the last one. There's something on the tip of my tongue that just makes it feel sweeter.
See, I don't necessarily think it's sweeter.
Maybe it's the
more
wood.
Tannin. There's no wood on that.
No, I'm saying that maybe it's the wood.
Which
from the
wine feels
one.
More sweeter?
This one... on the tip of my tongue, feels lighter. I think sweet isn't the right word.
Mm.
It's lighter.
I think, for me, the way I would sum up the wines would be that this is the driest of the three. There's more tannin and it's crunchy, but it has this very primary, like raspberry,
yeah.
blueberry, almost like violet edge to it.
Totally.
Right? So it's very, very primary. There's no secondary
yes.
flavours.
Yes.
Which is maybe this mix of like
maybe
fruitiness versus sweetness.
It just
yeah.
on the tip of my tongue, it's not giving me a full mouth flavor. It's more like fizz. It's coming in one direction and then leaving.
Yeah.
Which is maybe why I'm thinking of it as this like Coca-Cola, bam, it's hitting me in one part of my mouth and then gone.
Yeah, it's also the most simple wine out of the three
yeah.
of them. There's no mistaking it. It's a basic. Basic average Lambrusco that is a dry style. It's inoffensive. It's almost like basic Cava in a way,
yeah.
but it's not going to rock the world.
No.
You'll probably never remember it again, but you'll get a bit of,
right.
you know, a good level of pleasure out of it.
Sure.
Fair enough. Then we go over, you know, left wing, literally, lots of Vasenhaus, right. Where it's like, you know, full flavored, very fruit forward, but like this beetrooty element sort of coming through. And then over to Schemm's, like a little bit more sort of classic German because of the oak influence. But, and there is a density to the fruit there, but it's still not a full bodied wine. Right. So this is kind of concentrated and smooth, whereas the Vasenhaus is full of fruit, but maybe a little edgier.
Gives you pause for thought.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I think we've done well, to be honest.
It's funny that we had the same train of thought with our burgers.
Yeah, but I think that's great minds think alike. I think it's all right.
Did you see the wink?
Yeah,
you winked. Mine's not so good, though. Mine's really like...
I'm winking at you.
Yeah, mine's like a bad comedy, you know?
No, like, mine's like I'm going to be some old creepy lady that just like winks all the time because I can't help myself. I'll be like shoulder shrugging and winking.
It suits you, though.
I'm going to be a strange old lady. I feel good about all these choices for different reasons. And I think
the moral of the story, if there was one, is, you know, make up your own song lyrics wherever you want to.
Please. Sing them loud and proud.
Yeah,
sing them. Send them to us.
Send them to us. We'll sing them for you. Gwen will sing them for you because...
When I'm not sick.
She's actually got... She's not tone deaf. I am.
No, you did a pretty good job there.
Until you listen.
She's like,
do you think that was a good job?
I think you did well. I mean, I knew what you were singing.
I feel like people say that. I don't know that, but that's not setting the bar high, is it? I knew what you were singing. On a scale of like skill, you don't go, well, so and so at the enemy, at the enemies. It could have been NME Awards, so give me a break, even though I meant the Emmys. But like, if you saw an artist performing and I went,
you'd be like, really, at least I knew what they were
really good, I recognised the song. You'd be like, isn't that that's like that's really, the bar's very low if that's what's going on.
No, I mean, like, I didn't think that when you sang it that I was like, oh, I hope she stops singing soon. Like, it wasn't. I don't think you're tone deaf.
Bar's still low with those comments.
Only 2%.
Wasn't
only,
like...
This only 2% of the population are tone deaf. I doubt that you're in that 2%. We might have to test this later. Only 2%.
Again, like, we're comparing... Like, that's me going, it's okay, Gwen. You know, like, when a child draws on somebody...
I'm trying to help her out. She's not... She doesn't want to... She doesn't want help.
Fair enough.
She's like, no, let me wallow in my bad singing. Fine, you're terrible.
Yeah, thank you. Now we're on the same page.
Good luck.
I can continue on my day now. That was fun. But good burgers at Burgermeister. Some cool wines. And I think don't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
Don't be too much of a wine wanker. But I think we talked about this when we did the fried chicken. Like, I would love a bottle of Pinot Noir and some burgers with somebody for a date. So if you're somebody like we were without Valentine's Day plans, even though she's got a boyfriend, Lucas, I hope you're listening.
I bought him donuts. No, he gave me love.
Too many details.
That was no details.
Anyway, we'll move on from here. Thank you for tuning in, and we'd love to know what you're drinking with your burgers. Yeah, we want to stay in touch. We want to continue the journey together. So, if you're on audio and you want to watch us on video, we have a YouTube channel. You just put in Juice Wine Show and podcast. And equally, if you're following us on YouTube and you would like to listen to the audio, particularly
find us anywhere, basically
all of it, Spotify, Apple, these are all of the podcast platforms, we're on there, and it's free, advert free as well. We just love you to subscribe and stay with us.
You can also find us on the web at juice.show, where you can pick up a snazzy tote bag that might be obscured by this giant fern that's doing better than the other fern. But you can pick up one of those, fits like 8 bottles. And you can find us on Instagram at juice.podcast and on Twitter at juice_podcast.
And we're active on there, so just drop us a line any time. If you've got any questions, any requests, we would like to know.
Yes. So until next time, we're going to smash these burgers right now. Until next time, I'm Gwen Douglas.
I'm Emily Harmon. Oh, sorry.
Aggressive.